We are moving on to our third session this afternoon, and our topic for the day is hospitality. Okay? Hospitality is something that is very important to us, especially pastors' wives, because we receive a lot of guests, whether we receive them at home or in the church. And I am privileged to introduce to you our speaker for this afternoon. She's not a guest, because she's been with us since the Makati days. If I'm not mistaken, her first attendance to Victory Service is she was very pregnant with her third child, I think. Well, she can correct me later. But I do not want to miss any detail, okay? She is a KBP scholar. Alam niyo ba yung KBP? Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster. Yes, sa Pilipinas. Scholar in UP Diliman. And she finished AB Broadcast Communications. And she put up her own company called Design Company. And she would design products and labels. Okay, that was in the early days before they... It served now, husband and wife, as in the ministry. And she may not be aware of it, but ever since I was a staff in Makati as a pastor's wife secretary, and we would do a weekly newsletter. Every Sunday, we would do a weekly newsletter, and she would write that newsletter. And since that time, I would always receive nuggets of wisdom from this girl, from this woman. And she's one woman that I really admire and I really respect, a woman of grace, a woman of wisdom, and that it's just refreshing to always be around her. One time, Ignite, nagkatabi sila ng anak ko, si Sophia. And they were just seatmates in Ignite. And then, you know, after all the beautiful, you know, the yung very lively praise and worship and all the lessons and ano, ang shinare ni Sophia pagdating niya sa bahay. You know what, Mommy? Tita Marie so nice. You know? Yun yung naalala niya that night. Okay? And she really has that grace in her. She really has that touch in her that when you're around her, you will feel really refreshed. She's like what I said, full of wisdom and grace, and she's a sought after speaker, a very articulate person, and not the ability but really the content of what she says. And so before words further ado, Miss Marie Bonifacio.
Kinabahan ako. Pakibigay yung talent fee ni Dea. Eileen, please open your wallet now and address your check to Dea Mora. Nabigay muna. Well, thank you, Dea. Thank you, everyone. If you were expecting a surprise, I'm more surprised than you because I was given this topic. And to tell you frankly, I really didn't know why I should be talking about hospitality. So siguro baka yung don'ts. Di ba may do's and don'ts, akin yung don'ts. What not to do? Okay, before I start, Nax. Practice. Okay, I'd like to tell you about my family. Okay ba? Okay, this is our family picture our most complete family picture. As you can see, we have our kids there. They're all grown. Our sons are grown. Two are married and one is there. One is David. And of course, there's Philip when he was still much younger. Now, unfortunately, this is not our complete family picture, so we actually hurt somebody's feelings. So we had to explain to him that, so sorry, we were not able to include him in the picture. And he felt bad because we were color-coded. If you notice in the picture, color-coded kami white. Sabi niya, I'm wearing white and you did not include me in the picture. So we decided, we said, okay, we need to have another picture with him where he's matching with Philip. So they're both wearing their bib. Okay, so that is another member of our family, Vito. And now Philip and Vito are growing up together. Okay, so our topic is hospitality. Okay, so anybody want to volunteer a definition of hospitality? One definition lang. Eileen, malapit ka na dyan. Go! You have to submit. Hospitality.
Being sensitive to the needs of others.
Ano, ano, ano? Parang galing sa, parang lumabas sa ilong. Ano yan? Again. Walang yan. Sino? Sino?
Okay.
Alita, do you want a translation of walang hiya? No shame. Shameless.
Kasi bakit ako eh? Ay, come on. Mali, I don't know.
Speechless. Speechless. That is a first. Eileen Fabregas is speechless. Let's give her a hand. Okay, and then, hindi ko na stress. Okay, okay, breathe. Inhale, exhale. Okay, because I prepared this topic, I will give you the title. Hospitality is a life that says welcome. Okay, welcome. That's all that it is. Now, can you remember a time that you were ever invited? Let's say you weren't a Christian yet, or let's say you're a new Christian and you were invited into somebody's home or invited by a Christian to a certain event. Do you remember that? Naalala niyo pa? Well, I remember usually people would invite me who were Christians. They'd invite me to a service or they'd invite me to a gathering. And then it would be so weird because I don't know anyone and they're raising their hands or they're laying hands on you. I remember there was a time I invited my friend to church. She freaked out and she left because people were laying hands on her head. Sabi, bari my hair. So, na weird dan siya. She didn't come back after that. So sometimes we have those impressions. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. Now, when we were discussing this topic on hospitality, is Psyche? Oh, Psyche's here. You know, it's interesting because Deborah mentioned a time that she'll never forget. And she said it was her first Christmas in the Philippines. So they were very, very new in church. There was no church, actually. They were very new. And she didn't know that they were going to live in the Philippines. And then they ended up spending their first Christmas in the Philippines. So they were very homesick. I think that time she was just 24 or 23 and 25. Pastor Steve was 25, she was 23. They didn't know anyone. They only had a few people, a few students in church, in school, in U-Belt, who they were reaching out to. And she said, I'll never forget when Psyche invited me to their place. Tama ba yun, Psyche? Nakalimutan mo na? Siya, hindi niya nakalimutan. No, I never forgot it. She said, because we were so far away from family and so far away from the Christmas that we knew because they were used to cold weather, they were used to a certain food. But when it's Christmas, you're used to your food. And then here she was, so far away, and then Psyche and her family invited Steve and Deborah over. And she said, I'll never forget, we had hot dogs, we had spaghetti. And she said, it was such a small and cozy place. But the feeling that she got was, I was welcome to this country. So, you know, that small gesture gave her that little bit of encouragement that she needed at that time. Kaya palakpakin natin si Psyche. Meron ka ba lollipop para kay Psyche? May lollipop pa ba tayo? Lana? Wala nang lollipop, Psyche. Kunin mo kay Maya mamaya. Okay. So, those little gestures like that were so important to her. So, there are certain things that we think about hospitality and we'd call them myths, you know? What are the myths that we have about hospitality or wrong concepts? One such myth is that we're thinking it's a gift. You know, certain people have it, and certain people don't. Who are people that offhand you can say have a gift of hospitality? In this room, maybe on your table. Can you see someone in your table who may have it? Diba? Eileen. Oh, si Eileen na naman. No. Who would you, who, anyone can shout out a name? Somebody who you know is good. Shirley. Who else? Gigi Escasar. Jen Punsalan. Shirley. Cricket. So usual suspects, right? We usually have people in mind when we think about people who are very hospitable. So it makes us think that, you know what, maybe it's a gift. Some people have it, but I don't have that gift. I don't even know how to cook, so how can I even have that gift of hospitality, di ba? Or sometimes we can say, since it's a gift, it's optional. Di ba? Optional yan eh. The next one is, it's only done by people who have more. Maybe people who have more space in their house. Maybe people who have more money to spare. People who have more time. Tami yan, di ba? Those are the things. And I would also think that na, you know, para sa kanila yan eh. They can do it because they have more. But if you think about the story of Deborah and how she felt by being invited in Psyche's place, you know, it sure she didn't have to do it, but the fact that she did it up to now, how many years after? 30 years? It's still a memory that left a positive impression in her life. So let's look at two biblical examples of two people that didn't have an amazing home. You know, how many of you have been to a home that's so nice, so clean, so fixed that you cannot move? Diba sometimes, pwede ba umupo dito? Can I sit here? Because it's so nice. It looks like it came out of a magazine, right? But how many of you have been in a home where, yeah, there's a little mess there. Maybe there's some toys. You know that there are kids in the house. You know that, they're cooking something. Maybe it's adobo that you can smell. But you feel, you know, this is a nice place to be in. Have you been in a home like that as well? So you notice that the place doesn't really have to be amazing. But if the attitude of the people in the home is amazing, you feel good. You feel welcome. I just came from Cabanatuan, and you know, we were Jeng, and you know, we were there. And amazing talaga kasi ang dami kong longganisa inuwi. they piled me with longganisa Ricardo. Ano yung isa? That sweet one? Hamonado. Hindi, may pangalan. Batutay longganisa from Cabanatuan, Nueva Ecija. It's very yummy. It's made from beef sausage. Sarap. Okay. Plugging. But, you know, simple things like that, but it makes you feel welcome, right? So I'll talk about two amazing people in the Bible who didn't have much, but they had an amazing attitude. The first one is this one. Let's read it. Lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, Philip. Philip ni Carla. Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" So this is a common story that we've all heard. It's about the disciples of Jesus feeding a large crowd. And then Jesus told Philip, "Where are we to buy so these people may eat?" Now the next verse is the interesting one. And it says this. He, meaning Jesus, said this to test Philip. For he himself knew what he would do. You know, it was really a test of hospitality. And sometimes I would wonder, you know, there'd be times that say my husband would come home and say, "Hey Marie, I invited so and so for dinner." Does that happen to you? Yung mga unexpected na, "Oh yeah, by the way, I just forgot to tell you, but..." And then, ilan sila? You know, how many are they? "Oh, mga 5, mga 10, ewan ko, 5 to 10? 5 to 10! Diba? So, sometimes that happens, and I would think, oh my gosh, you know, sometimes I'd have a bad attitude, I'd be stressed out and all. But here's Jesus telling Philip, "Okay, Philip, you see this crowd? Sige, feed them." And I think, well, that would really stress me as well. And so that was a test for Philip. And sometimes I think God is testing us in this area also as wives. So this is the answer. "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" And sometimes that's how I feel about the things that I have. Yeah, I want to bless a person. I want to practice the gift of hospitality. But what do I have naman to give them? Diba? Steve and Deborah, we're going to invite them to our house. English pa lang, kulang na yung English ko eh, diba? I don't have enough English to give them. I only have 2 lobes of English. So, Diba? That's almost the same as that. But because the attitude of the boy was amazing, God did the miracle in that situation. Now, there's another amazing story, and this is about this woman. Okay. Ay, sorry. How was that going down now? Okay. Now, this woman is from the book of 1 Kings. Elijah said to her, okay, let's read the verse. Elijah said to her, this is the poor woman, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. Okay, the background of this was, God had told Elijah, go to this place, and there's a widow that's going to provide for you. So God already handpicked the widow, not a rich person, not a wealthy man. He said, a widow is going to be your source of blessing. Now, the widow was gathering, what did it say in the Bible? She was gathering sticks, because she was going to cook her last pandesal, right? And what she had explained was, to the man, was a man who was Elijah said, can you give me water and can you give me something to eat? And the woman, this was during a time of drought, went to get him water. There was no more water, but the woman said, went to get him water. And as she was going to go, she just said, I only have a handful of flour. Handful. Can you imagine? I have a handful of flour and a little oil. We're going to make one pandesal for my son and me, and then we're going to die. And then this is Elijah's response. Don't fear. Sige, go and do as you have said. But, sige, mamamatay ka na. Konti na lang yung pandesal mo. O sige, luto mo na yung pandesal mo. Pero bago mo kainin, but wait, make me a little cake. Give me some. And then yung tira, whatever's left, you and your son can eat it. But how insensitive naman of Elijah, di ba? But how insensitive na, God, don't you care for me? Can't you see I'm having a problem? I'm taking care of my kids. Can't you see we're so tight and you expect us to feed this prophet? Why me? Why not that house, di ba? Why not that king? But it's interesting that if you read the verse, it said that it was God that appointed the widow to take care of that prophet. So let's see what comes next. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. So she went and did as Elijah said, and as she did, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Meaning, because of her obedience to the Lord, instead of eating for one day and then dying, she ate for many days. So something supernatural happens when we practice the gift of hospitality. That's the interesting thing about it. So I'm excited about this topic because we usually always fix it on our budget, which is okay, but we don't realize the supernatural aspect. The little boy had a miracle. Not Philip, not any of the apostles experienced a miracle. The little boy had this miracle. This widow had her miracle. And I'm excited to what kind of miracle we could have happening in our own home because we respond willingly to what God's telling us to do. Okay, so let's see. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke to Elijah. So it means God will take care of your household, even as you take care of his household. It's interesting, similar to what Pastor Paul was saying, that when you're generous, when you build God's house, it will come back to you. So let's see what the Bible has to say about this topic, okay? The first is, you have it there in your handout, Romans 12:13, share with the Lord's people who are in need, practice hospitality. Hospitality is not a gift, it's a practice. You know, your kids, when they practice piano, the first time that they're practicing piano, it sounds bad, right? Same thing with hospitality. You don't have to be successful all the time. You don't have to have a big meal all the time. You know, when there was a time that the Merles, Steve and Deborah and Camille, we were next door neighbors. And it was really difficult for me in the beginning because it's like, how do you become next door neighbors to Martha Stewart, diba? Parang stress ako. It's like, oh my gosh, the kids would go to her house. My kids are so happy to go to her house because she cooks well, she bakes well. It's really nice. If I could move into her house, I will move into her house. So being next door to each other, it would really stress me in a way because, you know, even my husband would rave about her food. And then I'd say, "Han, tell me the truth. Do you want me to enroll in cooking school? Because all of you are saying you love the food and all that." And then my husband told me, "No, Marie, you're great the way you are. We're just appreciating the food, you know, that she had." So one time I said, okay, you know, okay, I'll practice. Siguro, we were still young then. Maybe we were, this is siguro the way we look then. I'm thinking. Ganyan. Maliliit pa kami diyan. Once upon a time, we were young. Okay. So we were, I had my three boys all in a row. Minunal pa ako dito noon. Natanggal na. So anyway, I said, okay, I want to practice hospitality. I want to do what they're doing. So you know what I decided? I decided we were going to cook paella. Social, right? You know, I didn't follow the rule, right? Start where you're comfortable. I said, no, we're going to do paella. So nagpaella kami. So we had seafood and all. And I said, we're not just going to do it for Stephen, Deborah, and this group of pastors. I had Manny and Minnie and some of the other couples with them. Since I'm going to prepare na rin and clean the house, I'm also going to prepare lunch. So I invited my family to lunch. I have a big family. So I had a lunch for my family, and I was having dinner with a group of pastors and their wives. In short, woo, over my head. So I had my helper with me. We cooked paella for lunch. So there were two big servings of paella. Okay. Now, the food was there. Only one thing was consumed. So there was still another left. But then we had to prepare for the evening guests as well. So the lunch was a success. Evening was great. Yan, galing. Evening time, we had again the paella. You know, we cooked a new batch of paella, served. And then, success. You know, people liked it. Okay. Sometime at the late at night or early in the morning, the phone began to ring. Wala pang cellphone nung araw eh. Ah, Marie, how's your stomach? So I'm like, okay. And at the same time, my husband's going to the bathroom. You know, I'm like, oh, what happened to you? I don't know. Sakit na dyan ko eh. So, in short, a lot of them got food poisoning because of my paella. So what happened was, because there were two batches of paella at lunchtime, and they were supposed to make a new batch for the evening, what the helper did was, since this batch was not naman touched, she served that batch and then made a new batch and then also served the new batch. But so you have two different batches. But you see, when you are serving seafood and it's been sitting out, diba, if it's sitting out with our weather, it can spoil quick. So please, rule number one, watch the temperature of your food. So anyway, I was really so mortified because Steve was really moved by my meal. He was moving up and he was moving down. he really got moved. I think he had to go to the hospital. And then, so we were neighbors, so Joey had to go to him and say, "Oh, Steve, let me pray for you." Ganyan. Tapos sabi ni Steve, "Joey, just kill me. Just kill me." Sabi ni Steve, "Just kill me." Kasi ang sakit ng tiyan niya. So I was like, "Oh my gosh." So I almost killed the founder of our movement. This day almost did not happen. Because Minnie, you were there, right? Si Manny rin natamaan, di ba? Okay, the prophet also got affected. Basta. So, in short, talagang up to this day, I have never cooked paella in my house ever again. But the encouragement there is practice, right? Don't practice big time, but practice doable. If you want potluck, you want to do breakfast, coffee. But yon, that's my example. So that's why I don't know why I'm talking about hospitality. So that is the reason. Next, ito, Hebrews 13 verse 2. Do not forget to show hospitality to, yung isa kasi to the body of Christ. Ito to strangers. For by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Can you imagine? It is very possible that angels are actually entering your home. Isn't that neat, the thought that you have entertained angels or even the presence of God? So that is hospitality to strangers, okay? The other one is, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Ayon. Ano attitude natin dapat? Without grumbling. Okay. Now, this one is the one that's very convicting. 1 Timothy 3, verse 2. Now, can we read it together? Now, the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife. Do you think it's important to be faithful to you or optional yun? Kailangan, di ba? Temperate means self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Timothy 3 verse 2. I think check your handout, hindi yata nalagay yung hospitable, no? Tignan mo, talagang tinatanggal nila yung hospitable. So add hospitable. Now, overseer refers to a church leader. Right? And who among us here, we're considered church leaders because of the position that our husband has. So if we expect our husband to be faithful, hospitable is also one such requirement. Diba? We cannot pick and choose. So yan ang ating biblical hospitality. Okay. Now, if we notice what, because of all these verses, we realize that these verses show that hospitality should be practiced by all Christians. It should be done without grumbling, and it is expected of church leaders. It's expected of us. Okay. Now, what is hospitality? If you want a short definition of hospitality, it's friendliness to guests. Friendliness. And you know what? I know as Filipinos, we are experts at this. The Philippines is known to be a very hospitable country, right? It's automatic for you. I remember one time there was this lady in Australia. She said, "Mary, I don't understand Filipinos." I said, "Why?" When we have a potluck or when there's a church gathering, they will not just give her a plate, they will put all kinds of food on her plate and give it to her. So her plate has a mound of food on it. And she's like, "I don't know why they keep on giving me food." And when I say no, the more they will put food. And I said, "No, because Filipinos just want to give the best of what they have. So whatever they have, they will share with you." And I know it's in us. And I know it's a gift that God has given us to reach out to other people. It's interesting. Not every country has this gift. You know, or not gift, but practices thing. Right, Eileen? Not every country. I remember there was a time, that my husband was invited to preach in a church. So we had traveled, I will not mention the country, we traveled to this country to preach. So you know how it is when you go to a new place and you don't know anyone, right? And then all the attention is on your husband because he's the one speaking. Maybe you can feel it here, or maybe you can feel it in the province, but I felt it in another country. And so after the preaching, everybody went to Joey and started talking to him. And I was sitting in front, and I didn't know anyone. I was just looking around, and I thought the pastor's wife would come and talk to me because, you know, wala akong kilala. So what happened was she came to me and said, "Oh, hey," gave maybe one or two sentences, then left. So she was just there by the side talking to her usual, I guess, group of friends. And I realized that that can happen to me. You know, when you go to church, you have your usual friends, your usual group, and you tend to ignore people who you don't know. And I realized it really felt bad. I was sitting there, I said, "Lord, can the earth just swallow me up? Because I stick out. I look different. My skin color is different. I'm just so different. And nobody is talking to me in this place." You know what I did? I went to the children's church just to have something to do. It's like, "Ah, hi. Wala naman akong anak eh, di ba? Hi. Hi. Oh, hi. Yeah, my husband's the speaker, the one you heard earlier." You know? But I really, really felt bad. And I went home saying, "Lord, I never want anyone to feel that way again if I can help it." And I know that you have that sensitivity in you also, that, you know, whether it's in church, maybe we don't invite people to our home, but if we have that attitude of hospitality, we could be out there and we see somebody who seems lost or and we can just do something to make that person feel a little welcome, right? So Christian hospital. So friendliness to guests, the other definition is, it comes from the word hospice. It refers to both guest and host. So that means you can be friendly as a guest or friendly as a host. Diba? The other one is philoxenia, which is the love of strangers. That's the Greek word for hospitality, philoxenia, which is the love of strangers. So for our purposes, since we are Christians, this is going to be our guide. Christian hospitality is the friendly reception and treatment of guests and strangers so they may experience the love of Jesus through me. In short, you call it an attitude of welcome, right? Now, sometimes we don't want to invite people kasi feeling natin performance. Diba? We have to clean the house. We have to cook the food. You know, how many of you sometimes you're lacking time? You get everything off the table. Put it in the cabinet and close the cabinet and pray that nobody will open that cabinet. Diba? Nangyayari yun, diba? Biglang, put everything under the bed. So in case they go into your bedroom, nakita mo, may lumulusot pa. Kasi it all looks clean, right? Of course, because we live in the real world. You have kids, you have pets, you know, things like this happen. But there's a difference between being a performer and being a welcomer. And that's what we want, to be a welcomer. Christmas time. Is Christmas a stressful time for you guys? Kasi parang you have to go to, either you have to host the parties or you go to many parties, right? And so this is one of the best parties that we had, this one. It was our Come As You Are pambahay party. We said, finally, it's Christmas. We were so tired of eating the same rich food. You know, when Christmas, parang it's all, huh? All the different food. We said, come in your pantulog. So we invited Mai and CJ. We had Ryan and Esther. We had these people who said, no, if you come in and you are dressed, you're not allowed in our house. But if you come in and you're in slippers and in your pantulog, you are welcome to the house. So they came and then my food was served in caldero. I didn't bother to put it in the knives. It was the caldero and we had the sandok. Okay? So we had tinolang manok, we had tapa and ano, yung pandaing na bangus, basta garlic rice, just homey food. And we had the best time, right? Because we were here to, let's just enjoy each other's company. Sometimes kasi we're too busy fixing, we don't have time to sit down and enjoy the company of our guests, right? And then they're gone and like, huh, what happened? Malis na sila. Nasa kusina ka pa eh. Hindi ka pa nakaka-warm up, nakaalis na sila, di ba? So that's their hospitality. So what we're reminded, be a welcomer, not a performer. It's a matter of focus. So a performer focuses on herself. If you're invited to sing, then you're a performer. You have to sing well, good makeup, etc. But if you're a welcomer, you just have to have a welcome attitude, right? A welcomer focuses on the others, di ba? So ang dali, parang the focus is not on yourself. Now, where can we practice hospitality? We can either practice it at home or we can practice it on the road. Okay, what does it mean by on the road? Who has any idea about practicing hospitality on the road? Anyone? On the road. Sino may sagot? What does that mean? Gigi? Wala ka? Ayaw mo sumagot? Hindi ka obedient? On the road. From your table. Hospitality on the road. Oh, sige, you think about it. Here, table 18. Offer a ride to someone who needs it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes. Another one. At home or on the road? Yes, 23. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, gagaling nyo ah. Yeah. That's also a good definition of on the road. That's right. Who else? Let's see. Other tables? 15? Anyone there? On the road or at home? Okay, ang gagaling nyo. That's true. It could be out of your comfort zone. It could be wherever you are that's outside your home. But it's really an attitude of blessing somebody, right? And we're so good at that. Mga Pinoys, we're really good at that. Sometimes you're gonna go to have a checkup. Your kids will have a checkup. Maybe you can bring something for your doctor or something for the secretary, like a little thing that, you know, thank you so much for the time that you take. These are little ways you can engage a person and make a person have a positive experience of a Christian client. Diba? You're a Christian, they'll see this, that there's something different about you. So you're right, at home or on the road. If you'll notice, even Jesus had the ministry of hospitality. A lot of his ministry wasn't done in the temple. A lot of it was done over food, right? It was either, he'll tell Zacchaeus, oh, Zacchaeus, come, I'll go to your house. Diba? Imagine having Zacchaeus come to your house. Or he would tell, he was at the well, then he would tell the Samaritan woman. That had such an impact on me, Alita, that the Samaritans were the most hated. Because not only were they the scoundrels, but they're like really the bad people. And then Jesus showed hospitality to the Samaritan woman. I thought, what an interesting thing that Jesus did. So we can begin either at home or on the road, anywhere we go. So let's have some practical tips. Later we're going to be able to do practical tips on how to be a good host and how to be a good guest. Diba? Kasi as pastor and the wife, we're often invited out to eat, right? Diba? You're invited. Sometimes it's a wedding. Sometimes it's somebody's house. Sometimes they invite you to eat in a restaurant, right? Or if it's a fancy meal, you don't know where is your bread, where is your drink. Nangyari ba sa inyo yan? I get confused. Where is this my bread? And then you wait for everybody else to get the bread and whatever's left. That's my bread. I'll give you a tip. Nabasa ko to eh. Make like that with your hands. Like that. Like that. Everybody stand up and make like that. Yeah, stand up and make like that. Okay. Can you see this? What letter is this one? What letters can you see? B and D. Okay, B stands for bread and D stands for drink. So the bread is the one here, your drink is the one there. Magaling, di ba? Recently ko lang nakuha yan. Kasi, but it's easy, it makes it simpler, and you can teach it to your kids. Ah, ito pala yung bread ko all along. I've been eating the wrong bread. I just pick whatever's there. So, bread and drink. So the next wedding, when we're together, we will be doing like that. Okay, bread. So we have that. So we'll have practical tips later on being a guest and a host. So remember, first tip, practice with a good attitude. You can practice. So where can we practice? Remember that verse that we had earlier, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice. Practice mo lang. Now let's see. This one, this picture is, this was a piggy party, okay? Now, sometimes you think your house has to be very clean to have fun. If you have kids, sometimes they don't want a clean home. This was when one of our sons turned 13. Before he turned 13, because 13 he'll be a teenager already, when he was 12, we said, you know what? This is going to be a goodbye to childhood party. You're going to have the best fun. You had a great childhood, but you're going to be a great teenager. So we had a piggy, we called it a piggy party. So we had water balloon fights. We had raw eggs. Ano pa ba meron kami? Water pistol, everything. And if you'll notice, mga anak ng pastor yan. You know, we had, okay, oh, hindi pala anak ng pastor yan. Pastor yan pala. That's my husband, I forgot. So Joey was involved in it, and we had, that's William Merle. So William was there, he was part of that. And you'll notice that all, that's James and Johnny when they were younger. These are the Magpantay boys, you know, Joel and Jenny, who are now in Detroit. And there's Zach, who was, Zach Sisip, who's with Alaba, no, Green Hills, who was the son of a single mom. And of course, those are my three boys. But it's just memory building that when be yourself. You don't have to follow what other families are doing. Sometimes when you go to a beautiful house, let's say like Shirley's place, you feel everything has to be like Shirley, right? But it doesn't have to be like that because you're going to deprive other people of your unique style also. So yan yung aming, ano there. Okay, so let's start. Okay, so I'm excited. I want to do hospitality. Where will I start? Hospitality begins at home. Okay, we're going to do hospitality at home. You know why? Because I'm convicted because sometimes I am nicer to other people than my own family. Does it happen to you? I'm nagging my kids. I'm getting mad at them because they didn't do their homework. Or, hey, fix your room. Ganun ka. Tapos nag-ring yung cellphone mo. Tapos, ha, hello? Oh, hi. And then your son or your daughter is looking at you like, kanina bruha to. You know, kanina, a while ago she was so bad and then all of a sudden she's a saint, right? You have your pastor's wife face, your pastor's wife's voice, and then when it's done, oh, ano? What are you looking at? Diba I told you to answer your lesson na? Or the school supplies. Why didn't you tell me earlier you needed colored paper? Huh? You know, sometimes. And then, so you, and I realize, ano, repent? Yeah, your child texted me. Tita, this is a good example. So, what happens is, I notice, because hospitality isn't natural, I use it as a performance, diba? But actually, you should do it at home. So how do we do that? Let's say when you were a child, you always knew when there was a visitor coming, right? Because there'll be food in the refrigerator that you cannot touch, diba? There are plates that you did not know you had. And there are towels that suddenly come out, huh? With the price, with the tag. In short, they were all kept for a very special occasion, right? And I think it's good to have nice things, but if you never let your family enjoy them, then they will feel like second-class citizens. But your children shouldn't be feeling like, oh, the visitors are more important than us. Because that's not true. They are important to us, so we can practice hospitality at home. So teach your children how to communicate. And the way you do that is if you have hospitality. Why? Because many times, this is how the dinner table looks like. Diba? They're busy on the cell phone. Someone's busy on the iPad. We're really not communicating. We're together, but you're really not communicating. So I'll give you some tips on how we can do hospitality at home. Okay. Teach your children how to be welcomers and not performers. Sometimes kids don't like visitors because it's like, Papa piano na naman ako ng mommy. And she's going to tell me to play again my piano piece. Diba? Ting, ting, ting. Or sometimes, oh, you know what? My child, she can do so many things. Oh, come, come. Shoo, shoo. So your child is performing. And the attention is on her. Whereas the spirit of hospitality, you want the child to be a blessing to the guest, right? So remember your focus is on guests, not on your performance. So maybe these are questions you can ask yourself. Okay, question number one. Am I kinder, more patient, more gracious to visitors or outsiders rather than to my own family? Yan ang question. Number two. Do we practice good manners with each other as a family or only when there are guests around? Diba? Do we say thank you to each other? Do I say thank you to my husband? Like if Joey does something to me, do my kids see me saying thank you? Do we tell them to thank their yaya or thank the helper for preparing the food? Or do we just let them leave the table without showing appreciation for the food? Why do we say our prayers? It's because we are thanking God, right? We're not just saying prayers. We're saying because we're thanking God. So number one, am I more kind to others and to my family? Two, do we practice good manners with each other or only when there are visitors? Three, does everyone have an opportunity to share at the dinner table? Because sometimes the child that is the noisiest is the one that talks the most. Usually it's the youngest, or usually it's the most vocal. And sometimes there are kids that are just quiet the whole time. So let's make it the point that when we are around the dinner table, each one has a chance to talk. I know some of you already do it, but yung high and low, you can ask each child, oh, what's your high point of the day? What's your low point of the day? So in fact, we will have this as giveaways because we have conversation starters. It's called family dinner questions. So what you can do is you can put this on your table at home, dinner table. You can download the questions from the internet. And then each child can just get a question, even your husband, and you share the answers. You will be surprised at the answers that you will get. The other one, number four, meet with your husband and your older children. Decide what family rules you want to establish. But what kind of rules do we want to have as a family? Diba? These are just a few. You may have your own rules. The use of cell phones or electronic devices. Will we allow cell phones in the dinner table? Or should be a time na walang cell phone? You decide that, right? Will the ladies get served first? Right? Because if your sons are going to grow up to be men, then, you know what, let your sister go first. Or let mom go first. Ganda nun. Usually kasi it's the dad or the kids, but you know what, guys? Let mom go first. Let your sister go first. Third, wait for everyone to arrive before you start eating. Okay? Nobody will eat. Everyone will stay together, right? What are they allowed to wear at the dinner table? Because I had boys, sometimes they go down and then mga butas-butas, the holy shirts, you know, whole, very holy shirts. So they go down and then Joey will say, guys, you can't wear that, you have to go up and change. So they'll go up and change and then another butas-butas. But ba, tatlo lang naman ito eh, yung isa, lima, yung holes. And then Joey said, no, you go up and wear, just wear a t-shirt but no holes. So one time Joshua came down, he was in barong. Naka-barong siya, tapos naka-shorts, tapos naka-paa. Ano, pwede na ba to? He was wearing his barong on top of his shorts and bare feet. So why do we do that? Because we have a vision for our children. We know one day they're going to be sitting with kings. We know one day they're going to be traveling abroad. We know one day they're going to be promoted. And if they don't learn good manners when they're young, it will not be second nature when they're older. So that's why there's a proper way to dress, a proper way to eat. You know, these are not useless things, that they're skills for life. When there are manners in a home, kindness grows. Sabi nga ni Emily Post, this is a quote, good manners are just a way of showing other people that you respect them. Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. If you have that awareness, you have good manners, no matter which fork you use. So it's not really the use of the fork, it's how sensitive you are about others' feelings. Okay, now, do I have time pa? To save on time, I'll just give you a little example here. Okay, hospitality. This one, you can download this, okay? The website is www.homecooking.memories.com. Homecookingmemories.com. Because Easter is around the corner, it's a nice time that you can gather together as a family. There are certain questions there, such as, what's your favorite holiday? If you could have any superpower, what would you have? What's the best chocolate for you? Milk, white, or dark? You know, you have all these little questions, and you can actually put them in plastic eggs. You know, it's easy to buy the eggs. You can just put a question in each one, and then you can put it in your dinner table, and it will spark a conversation among your family members. So these are good, even if it was just the two of you. Because there are things about your husband that you don't know pa eh. You have those things. So hospitality, number one, was practice. Number two, be yourself. Diba? Be yourself. Number three, pray and take action. I want you to think of a person. In fact, we're going to end and say, Lord, show me who you want me to practice on. Is it my kids? You know who I want to practice hospitality on? For my husband. I want there to be a bless the pastor dinner in my home. Because I want my grown-up sons This is what I'm going to do. So I hope he doesn't hear this. I want them to remember a preaching that he did. And we're going to sit down, and I want each of them to share what they learned from their dad. And I want to play whatever music he wants to play. I want to watch. I want to bless him. I want him to be the recipient of the hospitality that I'm talking about. And I'm sure God will give you ideas as well. So pray and take action. Now, what are the rewards? These are just a few. It will shape your character. Okay, it will strengthen your family ties. It will give you a big opportunity to engage people. And most of all, it pleases the Lord, right? We end with this verse. It says there in Matthew, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in." So don't underestimate the opportunities you have when you practice the gift of hospitality. Okay, so let's pray so we can all put it into practice, okay? Can we all stand up, please? Okay, let's pray for this. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for your example that while you were on earth, you were the most hospitable person, Lord. And God, we are reminded how hospitable you have been to us, that though we were not a part of your family, you called each of us one by one. Lord, when we were apart from you and we were still sinners, you opened the door for us and welcomed us into your family. And Lord, I pray that even now you will open our hearts and our minds to know who specifically you want us to reach out to in this season of our life. And I pray, Lord, that just like the young boy and the old widow, you will cause a miracle to happen even as we practice the attitude of hospitality. In Jesus' name, amen.